All right, we're going to take a break here in the news and head back to the Madison Country Club. Paul Ramo's got some things to talk about.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, we're going to be giving out the awards here at the Section 3A Cross Country Meet. Greg Wyam, the public address announcer, we'll turn it over to Greg here, and you'll hear firsthand what teams are going to the state cross country meet in St. Olaf, Northfield on November 2nd, and then the individual winners as well. They just handed out a few awards, coaches of the year in section cross country, and congratulations to the Lacapoil Valley Dawson Boys, John Sherb. John was named the coach of the year in the section. And I didn't get the, we'll find out the girls' coach of the year. Mike Dam from Murray County Central. Dam from Murray County Central was the girls' coach of the year. And Greg Wyam's ready to get the award ceremony underway here on the Steve and Tom Bly stage.
And we'll turn it over to Greg. For the Section 3A championship, the first eight places that qualify in number eight was Jasmine Barnes from Redwood Valley. Can I have you please come up here and form a line on the stage? In seventh place, Taylor Post from Southwest Minnesota Christian Edgerton. In sixth place, Chloe Haven from Obasso. Let's come on up top.
Greg Wyam here, going through the girls' results here, and the girls that will be going to the state cross-country meet here on November 2nd, and giving the girls some of the girls' medals, and we'll continue on here with Greg Wyam, the public address announcer.
In fifth place, Lily McCone from Springfield.
Each girl gets a medal. And they're standing on
in
front
fourth
stage.
Place, Braylon Merritt from Canby, Minnesota.
Braylon Merritt, fourth place. Braylon's on her way to the state cross country meet, and she's walking up the steps here on the Tom and Steve Bly Memorial Stage to get in her.
In third place, Gracie Butcher from Windham area.
They have a lot of medals to hand out here tonight, and we'll get our section championship and runner-up here in a little bit from Greg. A lot of people here making the trip up to Madison. Madison, one of the northern parts, and the cross-section cross-country.
That was third place, Gracie Booker. In second place, Maddie Lesage from Redwood Valley.
That was Maddie Lesage from Redwood Valley, section runner-up. And now we'll do a section champion here, and then they'll take pictures. And then they'll do the team. Beautiful Thursday night for section cross country, that's for sure. And we'll talk to some of these girls after the award ceremony is done. Coach John Sherb, activities director Tony Smith from Lacapoil Valley. All right, we're going to do it over, I guess. We got a little mistake here, so they're going to redo it, I guess. They're going to start it over. All right, going to do the, the girls are taking their medals off. And one of the girls go, we're still going to state, right? they read them backwards or so. Greg Wyam and looking the sheet over, and they had the girls take off their medals, and basketball girls were still going to state.
We're
going to
do this again. The first eight places, and then the also qualifiers. In eighth place, from Murray County Central, Amanda Overgow. Come on up. In seventh place, I bet that she's a relative, Ashley Overgow from Murray County Central. In sixth place, Gracie Boucher from Windham area. In fifth place, from Laverne, Jenna DeBates. In fourth place, from Redwood Valley, Maddie Lesage. In third place, from Canby, Minnesota, Gracie Drips. Drips.
Third place.
In second place, from Laverne, Kenley Nelson. And in first place, for Murray County Central, Morgan Gale.
Morgan Gale of Murray County Central. This is her fourth section championship. She won as a ninth grader, a 10th grader, and now as a senior. She's currently ranked number two.
Also qualifying for state competition from Kami, Minnesota, Braylon Merritt. Also qualifying from Springfield, Lily McCone. Also qualifying from El Paso, Chloe Haven. Also qualifying for Murray County Central, Briley Shear, Schreier. Also qualifying.
And they have your state qualifiers up here on the stage, and they'll be running at the state cross country meet once again at St. Olaf in Northfield, and hopefully we can chat with Braylon Merritt.
Also qualifying from Southwest Minnesota Christian, Edgerton, Taylor Post. And also qualifying for Redwood Valley, Jasmine Barnes.
And I think that's it for our qualifiers for the girls. And congratulations to all the girls that are getting their picture taken up here on the stage in front of, I don't know how many people are here. There's a lot of people here. A good 500, 600, 700 people here at the Madison Country Club watching the section cross country meet here on a gorgeous Thursday, that's for sure. Activities Director Tony Smith, the Lacrosse Valley, Dawson Boyd, and John Sherb had a lot of workers here working parking lots, the start and finish line, just a lot of workers. So there's your individual girls. Now we're going to go to the team. The top two teams will go to state. I think there was like 24 teams competing.
No, I'd like
here
to announce the team places. In 16th place, with a time of 16th place, Tracy Milroy Ballatin. In 15th place, Yellow Medicine East. In 14th place, Labasso. In 13th place, Bold, BOH. In 12th place, Montevideo. In 11th place, Adrian. In 10th place, Mountain Lake Area Comfrey. In 9th place, Windham Area. In 8th place, Lacaparo Valley, Dawson Boyd. In 7th place, Springfield, Cedar Mountain. In 6th place, Southwest Minnesota Christian, Edgerton. And in the top 5, with 187 points, Pipestone Area. In 4th place, with 96 points, Redwood Valley. In 3rd place, with also 96 points, Cary, Minnesota. In 2nd place, could I please have you now come up onto the stage? Qualifying for the state meet with 59 points, Laverne.
Laverne Cardinals, a section runner-up. They're coming up to the stage as a team here. A very good team, Laverne Cardinals. Of course, Tenley Nelson led the Cardinals to a second-place finish this afternoon. Here behind Morgan Gale of Murray County Central, Tenley Nelson with her teammates up here. Actually, Tenley got second place individually in 2017 and last year, so it's her second time behind Morgan Gale. And so those two probably run against each other quite a bit, being from southern Minnesota, Murray County Central, Fulda, and Laverne. They get a red ribbon medal around their neck, and they'll be taking some pictures here, and then we'll name the section team champion in girls action here in a few minutes. And they're getting their plaque, and they're going to take official
photo. Girls Section 3A second place winners, Laverne.
You can hear the crowd applause here for the Laverne Cardinals, Section 3A runners up. And as the sun is beginning to set here, also, we'll have our section champion here, and then we'll get the boys' awards out. Once again, the Laverne Cardinals accepting their section runner-up. They're on their way to the state cross-country meet as a team. And here's the boys.
And now for our Section 3A girls first-place winners, qualifying for state with an average time of 20 minutes and 3 seconds with 56 points, is Murray County Central.
There's Murray County Central Rebels walking right by me here. and they are section champions. Boy, they got a following of fans here. You can hear them in the background, and they will be going. Last year it was La Caprile Valley Dawson Boy Girls section champs. This year, Murray County Central, of course, led by their senior Morgan Gale, as section individual champion as well. And she is an amazing runner. I've followed her for the last 4 years. I believe in seventh grade, she finished 11th in the section cross-country meet. And in her eighth grade year, she finished fourth. And, of course, first place, 9th, 10th, 11th, and now 12th for Megan Gill of the Rebels. And they're getting their blue ribbons put around their necks right now, and they'll be taking a team picture. Boy, there's a lot of people that like to take pictures, that's for sure. Listen to the fans here in the background.
This place finishers, Murray County Central.
They must have brought the whole communities of Slayton and Fulda. Now we'll do the boys' results here. As soon as they're done with the pictures, we'll do the individuals. Tell you what, why don't we just, we'll keep it right here. I think they're going to get started right away. And, yeah, it's been a fun afternoon out here at Madison Country Club. A lot of good runners, probably one of the toughest sections in cross country in the state. And once again, congratulations to John Sherba, La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd. John was named the section boys coach of the year. And they're making sure the boys got the right medals, or the girls got the right medals here. And they got it straightened out. Okay. Greg Wyam's going to tell us the boys'
now
results.
Now for men's or boys, eight top eight qualifiers. Can I please have you come up onto the stage? From Yellow Medicine East, in eighth place, Bertram Monk. From the Lockapaw Valley, Dawson Boyd, in seventh place, Peyton Sterling. From Redwood Valley, in sixth place, Mason Clark. From Redwood Valley in fifth place, Jason Pearl. From Springfield in fourth place, Mitchell Burkle. From Lockapaw Valley, Dawson Boyd in third place, Mike Quall. From Lockapaw Valley, Dawson Boyd in second place, Griffin Johnson. And today's first place finisher from Lockapaw Valley, Dawson Boyd, Deke Safer.
There you have the some of the boys' qualifiers, and then they'll do some more here. Of course, the top eight runners, not with the two winning teams, qualify. And you saw that Zeke Sather, Griffin Johnson, and Mike Quall finished 1, 2, 3 in the section once
now
again.
Now also qualifying for state from Laverne, Brain Puffland. From Pipestone area, Seth Lingen. From Canby, Minnesota, Blake Stokes. From Pipestone area, Caden Strasser. From Ortonville, Nathan New. And from Windham area, Patrick Green. Here's our state qualifiers as individuals.
There you have the state qualifiers. Ortonville Trojan, Nathan New, I believe his last name is qualified for state. He's up above me here on the stage. Blake Stokes from Canby, Minnesota, qualifying. He's got a big smile on his face as they're going to take some pictures here. So a good representation of Section 3A down at the state cross-country meet next week at St. Olaf. And as the sun is beginning to set here, we'll get the team winners and boys. There's over 130 runners in the section boys meet here this afternoon. And picture taking begins here. As a lot of picture taking going on right now, all the individual boys. Congratulations, of course.
And now the boys finishers
individually. Here's the boys finisher.
3A.
Boys finisher as a team.
506 points in 19th place, Wabasso. In 18th place with 490 points, Lakeview. in 17th place with 482 points, Tracy Milroy-Ballatin. In 16th place with 456 points, Central Minnesota Christian. In 15th place with 447 points, Southwest Minnesota Christian Edgerton. In 14th place with 373 points, Springfield Mountain Comfrey. In 13th place with 334 points, Bold DOH. In 12th place with 328 points, Huron Lake Okabena. In 11th place with 310 points, Ortonville. In 10th place with 303 points, Murray County Central. In 9th place with 240 points, Windham Area. In 8th place with 209 points, Montevideo. In 7th place with 190 points, Jackson County Central. In 6th place with 175 points, Laverne. In 5th place with 169 points, Canby, Minnesota. In 4th place with 155 points, Mountain Lake Area Country. In 3rd place with 93 points, Pipestone Area. And now we have the team qualifying for speed. In 2nd place with 92 points with an average time of 17 minutes, 56.93 seconds, Redwood Valley.
Redwood Valley Cardinals, section runner-up, section 3 runner-up onto the boys' side. And right behind me here, the Murray County Central girls are dousing their coaches with water. It's a little cold for that. Almost got run over by me here. They're having some fun, the Murray County Central girls, section champions. But Redwood Valley, section runners-up. And, of course, Lacapral Valley Dawson Boyd boys will be named section champions here in a minute. And, again, they'll be going back to the state. I'm not sure how many years in a row this is for the boys, but they've been on a good run. And they got a great team this year, so they should have a good chance of meddling or getting on the podium down in at Northfield.
So, eight qualifiers in 2nd place, Redwood Valley.
And the Cardinals are getting their pictures taken. The Redwood Valley Cardinals, they have, but looks like pajama bottoms as a, kind of their uniform, all different kinds, something a little different. So there's the pictures. Now we're going to hear that the Eagles.
And now the Section 3A champions in first place with an average time of 17 minutes, 13.07 seconds, and a total points of 30 is Lacapara Valley Dawson Boyd.
You can hear the crowd. Here come the Mike Qual, Griffin Johnson, Zeke Sather, Peyton Peyton Sterud, Caden Allpress, Mason Bramer, Colby Duth, the seven runners for the Eagles here tonight. And congratulations to them. And they're getting their picture taken right now. And I tell you what we're going to do. We will take about a five-minute break here, and we'll have some interviews with the boys and Coach Sherb. Right after these words from our fine sponsors.
This is Dr. Renee Reese of Heartland Eye Care Centers. We are dedicated to offering high-quality, caring service to patients of all ages. We are a family-run business providing friendly and professional service that is recommended and trusted. We offer optometric services from eye exams to contact lens care to glaucoma screening and more. Our experienced staff will schedule your appointment, provide top-quality service, and show you a wide range of quality frames and lenses. We look forward to welcoming you and your entire family to Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Canby, Dawson, and Slayton.
It's time to head on back to the Madison Country Club and cross-country action with Paul Ramo.
All right, welcome back to Madison Country Club. I got the section champions with me, the Lacapral Valley Dawson Boyd boys. Congratulations, Zeke.
Thank you, Paul.
How's it going?
It's going good. It's nice to have this done.
For sure. Talk about your run here tonight.
So it was really beautiful weather out to run. It was kind of looking a little sketchy at the beginning of the week, but it really turned out to be really nice. And it really went as As we hoped.
Yep.
So.
You're the individual section champion too, right?
Yep.
And you finished 1, 2, 3 again, huh?
Yep.
All right. It's a tough section, isn't it?
It can be tough, yeah.
Yeah, you excited about going back to state?
I'm always excited. Kind of nervous now, though.
Oh, why is that?
Well, we're ranked 4th in state, and right now we're sitting one place out of podium, and that's what our goal has been all year, to get podium.
To get back out on the podium, right?
Yep.
All right.
So.
All right, congratulations. Appreciate
it.
Griffin Johnson joins me. Griffin, congratulations. You got second.
Yep.
Second place. So talk about your run here on the course.
I started off faster than usual, but with all the adrenaline of thinking it's sections, it's kind of not quite all or now, knowing that we were going to state, but it was a big race, so I kept the momentum.
Do you like running down the ninth fairway? It's kind of downhill to finish. You like that?
Yeah.
Do you think about it at all?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot nicer than some courses we finished uphill, and that's definitely not fun.
Okay. And you've ran a state. How many years is this for you guys?
This will be my second year because I just joined last year. But
right.
For the team, it'll be our fifth year.
Fifth year in a row. Wow. That's awesome. Congratulations, Griffin, on
Thank
the
you.
Second place finish. Mike Qual, placed third. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Your senior year?
Yep.
And what was it like running your last section meet?
It was
emotional?
It was, yeah. It got pretty emotional. The first mile seemed to go by really fast, and then kind of halfway through the race, it kind of started to sink in that it was like the last time I'm going to be running on this course. So it was kind of a pretty bittersweet moment. Yeah.
Yep. But you got to be happy. The team's going to state, right?
Oh yeah, the team did really well. I know there was a big race out of Griffin. I know Peyton had a really big PR. It's nice to see Zeke
PR
ran really
Peyton.
Well.
Okay.
Yeah, really nice race for Zeke to take control of the race too. Great for everyone.
Okay. And the goal at state is what this year?
Top three. We want to get that podium spot finally.
Okay, well, let's do it, huh?
That's right. One
okay.
last time.
Thanks, Mike, for your time. Peyton Starrode, Mike just said you had a personal best today, huh?
Oh, yeah. It was my best I've ever ran. It was fun.
All right. Talk about what was your time, do you know?
I think it was around 17:20.
Okay, awesome. That's great. So you like the Madison course to go, run on then, huh?
Yeah, I used to not, but now I do.
Well, that's awesome. And what's your thoughts about going to state?
Oh, it's awesome just to be a part of all of it.
Yep. So now you got to practice for a week and get ready for state, right?
Yep.
All right. Congratulations, Peyton.
Thank you.
Colby Duth joins me. Colby, how'd you do?
We did pretty well. I ran in a pack with Mason and Caden, and we just kind of worked together throughout the whole race, and then got her done.
All right. Mason, you can put the headset on there. So you guys run in a pack. Do you ever talk to each other while you're running?
Caden talked to me at the beginning. He asked me what her mile time was because neither of us heard it.
Oh.
But after the first mile, it's kind of hard to talk.
Oh, okay. Who keeps the mile time? Who shouts that out to you?
Just anyone who's there.
Oh, okay.
Usually it's other teams that yell it to us.
Oh, sure.
Just try to hear what they say.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So you do talk while you're running. Okay.
Yes.
And what place did you get again, Colby?
I guess I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Top 20?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Mason Bramer joins. Thanks a lot, Colby. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you both.
Mason Bramer, talk about your run today.
Today we picked up in that pack position and took it on, and we worked well together, and a lot of us had really good races today and helped out with the team score and did really good.
Okay. Let's see if we can find Coach Sherb to come over. Okay, great, Mason. Did you run well today?
Kind of. Not my greatest race, but, you know, hopefully it goes better at state. So.
Okay. All right, well, best of luck at
Thank
state
you.
Then, Mason.
Thank you.
Yep, Mason Bramer. And Aiden Allpress?
Caden, yep.
Caden,
yeah.
sorry.
Yep.
Caden, talk about your run today.
I didn't feel too well.
Feeling well.
My leg even bothered me all week, but today it felt fine. I was just sore going into it. And
lucky we didn't have no big hills to go up then.
Yeah, that coming around on the second loop, that hill up there, that killed me.
Okay. Oh, going up on fairway number 4?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, what's your thoughts about going to state?
I'm excited, you know, first time running at state and first section meet running, too.
Oh, it was?
So
okay.
It was a little nerve-wracking, but got it done. So.
All right, awesome.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, guys.
Yeah,
Mason, thank you. You bet. And good luck going at state. And we'll get Coach Sherb here. Yep, we'll use a headset with Coach Sherb. The section 3A coach of the year, John. Congratulations.
Well,
You've had that a couple times, haven't you?
It's unfortunate. The kids have make me look smarter than I am. I'm just fortunate to be able to work with these good of kids.
Yeah. Now, this Peyton said, or Mike said, this is the fifth year in a row?
This will be our fifth year going to state in a row.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
We're kind of following the girls' footsteps, and we've got potential to even bypass it. That's how well we are right now, and hopefully we can continue this.
Right, and Peyton, Stero told me he had his personal best today.
Yes, he did. He ran big for us. He ran an impressive race, and, we're going to have that for next weekend. If we want to get to that podium, we've got to have everybody on the same page. And right now, we're really close.
All right. Let's talk about the other boys here. Zeke Sather, section champion.
Ran really well. You know, the Springfield kid took it all hot.
I saw that.
And it was like, okay. And then Zeke recovered and caught him. And then I just hollered at Zeke. I said, when you're ready, now you go. Because he's gassing for air, see if he can break him down. And he broke him down, and then all of a sudden, here comes Griffin, here comes Mikey, and just like that, that wall took over.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3 again.
Oh, it's impressive. Have you ever
seen that?
No. I mean, we've watched some Redwood teams and some Laverne boys teams a couple years ago where there was only one boy qualified out of the top 10.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is...
To go 1, 2, 3 at sections,
yes,
that's pretty awesome.
It's impressive, and you know, some people don't realize how tough that is to do, and that's very, very tough what we do. And as I said, we're very fortunate these kids really are focusing and understanding where they need to be.
All right. Well, congratulations on the boys. Let's touch on the girls a little bit. I know they're a little disappointed with how they ran today.
Yeah, they didn't have their A game. You know, a lot of things go on as a lead, you know, being the first race and that whole thing. And you, it's pressure at home, too, I think, you know, of being at your home course and wanting to do well. And it just kind of is that... You know, way it goes. But it's growing pains. It's growing, and will that make you a better person? That's what we're looking at. You know, yes, everybody wants to win, do well, but it doesn't happen. You just want to try to rebuild, and that's why we've got some really good kids that work hard. Can they go another level? Oh yeah, they can. It's going to come up to them. You know, John and I, it's tough to tell. They've got to believe in themselves and do a lot of it too, and that's the biggest thing. They're in that question mode right now.
Right.
But still. Very, very good season out of the girls. I mean, this is no slouch of a team we've got. We've got a nice bunch.
I was mentioning on the broadcast, I think this section's got to be the toughest section in the state.
It is. It's very, very tough to get out. And we've seen it over the years, how tough it is. Well, we've been fighting that mess because usually the top two teams out of our section, they are top eight, top six. You get two in that. And that's tough to do.
Yep. Yeah, well, congratulations, John, on a great season. You can get to practice one more week.
We get one more week. That's always our goal. You know, with John and I, we look at each other and said, your goal is to say, hey, you don't have to practice on Saturday and Sunday. We're done.
Yep.
If we get to go to the end. And that's, like I said, it's fun to have that to just – they tell us we're done. We can't practice anymore. So it's a great way to finish the season off.
That's right. I didn't get the chance to write it down because I was broadcasting, but Cammy Mignota sent Blake Stokes, I believe.
Yep.
And,
he was in there.
Ortonville sent the kid, this newer Nye kid.
He was on the edge. He got in there. So, you know, we had some, you know, nice young kids coming up there. You know, like the Ortonville kid's a junior, and the Stokes kid from Cambie, the sophomore, I believe.
Okay.
So some young talent. They hopefully can build on this for next year for that building process. So it's good. It's some nice young kids coming up all over on the area.
Okay. Thanks for your time, John. Appreciate it. You did a great job. A lot of helpers out here tonight.
Well, you know, the brains of the bunch is John Kalk. I mean, it's like when anything that's going to be done right, I look or measure, it's always his. And it's have that. That helps so much. To have that and be able to, because we froze our butt off here. We were out here Sunday. Sunday was actually when we got chased out of the mosquitoes and then turn around that crap on Monday. Then we were out here freezing pretty till dark on Tuesday and Wednesday night. So,
okay.
Our wives finally get a chance to see us.
Yep.
That's the fun time to be home.
We better tear down here and get this down before the sun goes down. Otherwise, we'll be doing this in the dark.
I don't want to do that. We don't have to.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thank you very much for coming and doing this for the program and also the cross country in our section. So.
And we'll be down at state. So.
Perfect. Sounds
all right.
Good.
Thanks a lot, John Sherb. Section 3A Coach of the Year, and the boys team going to state. Congratulations to them. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to our sponsors for sponsoring the section cross country here in Madison today. And it was kind of an honor to host the section meet. And I believe next year is back down to Laverne, maybe.
Yeah, Laverne, I believe, is I think it's going to be Laverne. And it's going to kind of go north-south with everything. So.
All right. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.
Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by these fine businesses: Ag Plus Cooperative, Jubilee Foods, Madison Dental Clinic, Forest Crop Insurance, Old National Bank, Prairie Winds Wellness, Johnson Memorial Health Services, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Dawson Truck Parts, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Heartland Eye Clinic, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Lee Motor Company, Canby Farmers Grain, Lund Implement Company, Farmers Co-op Elevator, Hanley Falls, Jim's Market, Hogan Insurance Agency, Madison Bottling Company, A&B Auto, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Doug Service and Marine, First Security Bank, Canby, Olson Dre Service, Mosing Chiropractic, Lacaparo Co-op Oil Company, Gisselson's Ace Hardware, Myers Electric and Infrared, Ludvigson Tiling, Prairie Brand Seeds, United Prairie Bank, Hoover Law Office, State Bank of Taunton, Miller Services, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Dr. Tom Hansen, Appleton Building Center, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Erickson Chevrolet, Lacaparo Mutual Insurance, Countryside Auto, Cockleman Construction, Miniota Building Center, Lacaparo Corn and Soybean Growers, Nielsen Lanes, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Ag Processing, and Midwest Truck Parts.
Section Sports also brought to you by the Prairie Sun Bank of Appleton, Milan, and Marietta, and Farmers Mutual Telephone Company.